100 years of Fenway Park means many decades of memories for fans, sports writers, and perhaps most of all for players and former players. Earlier today, we talked about what it meant to play in Fenway Park with Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield.
Wakefield retired this past winter after 17 seasons with the Sox, and over the course of his career, he won 200 games with his dancing knuckleball, 186 of them for Boston, the third most wins in team history.
Tim Wakefield, thanks for being here and welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me here.
We're asking everyone we can today, players, former players, writers, fans, about favorite Fenway memories. You played 17 seasons with the Red Sox. I'm wondering, what was your first impression? What was Fenway like the first time you played there?
It was unbelievable. Growing up, you know, in Florida and going to school with a Red Sox fan, I got to kind of learn the lore of the Red Sox. And Fenway Park was always a fantastic place to dream about. And when I finally got a chance and signed with the Red Sox back in 95 and first stepped foot through that tunnel and onto the dugout steps and saw the Green Monster, I knew, you know, this is like a dream come true. And I knew this is what, you know, where I wanted to finish my career.
And that's what it was. The Green Monster was the sort of first impression that kind of hit you.
I mean, if you ever walk out of the first base dugout, the home dugout, that's the only thing you see staring in your face is that big 37-foot wall.
Now, as a pitcher, that must have had some significance to you.
It did. I was surprised at how close it was and was kind of a little scared of me giving up the homers. You know, it was something that you had to adapt to.
Again, 17 seasons, you must have had a lot of memories there. What's the favorite? What stands out? One or two of your favorite Fenway memories?
Oh, man. Most recently is winning my 200th game there in front of the Fenway crowd. You know, being able to, I came back out on the field and was able to share that moment with 38,000 screaming fans. It was truly amazing. But there's so many other, you know, if my 95, my first year, we win the America League East that year and celebrate by, you know, seeing Roger Clemens ride on a horse, you know, and Mike Greenwell ride on a horse from the state police. And the 99 All-Star game was a memory. Even though I wasn't in it, I was there and saw the majesty of Ted Williams coming out for the last time. And it was pretty special. There's a lot of history in that ballpark. Sure. And a lot of special moments that have happened there.
I got to think that winning the World Series in 2004, you had a big role in that amazing turnaround against the Yankees. I just got to believe that was a huge memory for you.
It was. You know, unfortunately, I wish we could have won it there. We ended up winning the ALCS in New York and then going on to winning the World Series in St. Louis. But sharing, you know, the World Series with the fans and, you know, outside of the park with the parade that we had in 2004 was is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, millions and millions of fans for 4 hours lined the streets of Boston on the duck boats. It was pretty special.
That was a great day. You and former team captain Jason Varitek honored in a big way last week at the home opener. You threw out the first pitches. What was that like for you? Suddenly, there you are, former player, being honored in that way.
It was surreal, you know, standing back behind the flag and being at the home opener. First of all, I was honored, but it started to hit you like, okay, I am a former player now. A lot of emotions were going on with both Tech and I. We actually talked about it behind the flag before they unveiled, you know, the flag to allow him and I to walk out to throw out the first pitch. But it was a very special day, and I'll never forget it, and I'm very honored that I was asked to be a part of it.
Well, you know, you just mentioned you are a former player now. How do you like retirement so far? You talked at the end of last season about hoping to play another season. Has it even sunk in yet? You know, have you had time to even miss the game?
I do miss it. You know, I was in here last night and got to meet up with a lot of ex-teammates and friends, and it's a process. It really is a process. You know, I'm seeing a lot of positive feedback from my family, from my kids, which is a positive sign of that I made the right decision. But I do miss the competition, and I do miss the guys and being around them and the preparation for each game. And I do miss it.
And so what are you thinking about today, 100 years of Fenway Park? What's special about that?
Obviously, Fenway Park is the cathedral of all arenas in my mind. You know, from baseball to football to basketball, this is the number one arena. To be able to be a part of a celebration of 100 years, and you think back and look at some old pictures of what the park used to look like back in the early 1900s, you know, I'm very proud to have been able to play in that ballpark for 17 years and look forward to the celebration today.
Well, you were a big part of, you are a big part of Fenway history now. Tim Wakefield played 17 seasons with the Red Sox. He won 200 games in the course of his career, 186 of them with the Sox, third most in team history. Tim Wakefield, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Coming up, our week in review. And later in the show, more Fenway memories from Only a Game's Bill Littlefield and the Boston Globe's John Powers. And we'll be taking your calls about your memories. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.